Thursday, sunny, high up to 65.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome to another edition of The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. The phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Anita, welcome to the studio. Another great show today.
We do, so do not turn that dial because we have a wonderful show today. We have David Youngblood and Betty Layton in the house. So we're excited. Our top producers at Realty Executive Oceanside. Our Jacksonville office is located at Beach and Kernan. We are on the Kernan side of the Public Center, and we're easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside. So we are glad to be here and want people to go to my Facebook page.
How many likes this week?
I got 35 more likes.
All right.
Since last Wednesday, looking for more, looking for
you
more.
You should do like a closest to the square, like when you roll over, what, let's call 15,000 likes?
Yes, we should.
You should do that.
I think I might. But if they go to my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, please like and follow my page. We have great information, local information, as well as sometimes throughout the U.S. information on there. And it's just a great Facebook page, and like everybody to stay connected.
Wasn't too bad for you last week. We lost rain on 3 days, and then the first day of this week. How's that affect you?
Oh, it doesn't. We're out there still working.
We're still out there working hard, selling houses. Yeah, I guess it's dry on the inside.
Yeah, and Betty knows for sure because she's been hustling. She hasn't had a day off in God knows how long, so we're forcing her to take Sunday off. The market is HOT, and if anybody tells you something different, they're lying, or they're lazy and not working, one or the other, because it is hot.
That noise you hear in the background, speak of that. Betty just, here she is.
Betty just kind of beat me up. She just popped in because she was out showing property up to the last second here, and that's why she's good at what she does, so... I'm very proud of the people at Realty Executive Oceanside, and we had our awards ceremony about a week and a half ago, and we had it in St. Augustine and with our broker, Bruce Vinnick, and out of Palm Coast. So we combined our offices, and we got to celebrate the top producer in each office. Ours, of course, is Betty Layton, and... David Youngblood, who is new to my office, but not new to real estate whatsoever. He's got 20 years of experience. He is definitely up and coming.
Yes. That's how I want to be known.
He is up and coming.
At my age, yes.
And what's great about David is, you know, between Betty and David, I need another board in my office to put our new listings and our buyers. We have them up on a board so I can keep track of everything. And it's only, those are the two main names on the board. And so I think they're kind of competing now a little bit.
You should play the music from Jaws where they walk back and say, we need a bigger board.
Yeah.
Exactly.
An expanding board.
We definitely need
We're going to need a bigger board.
Definitely for sure. So the one other thing that's great about David is he is a photographer.
Real estate photographer.
Correct. And tell us a little bit about that, because one thing that angers me a little bit in real estate is there are some lazy people out there and they like to use their cell phone. And I go through the MLS probably at least minimum of four times a day. And I go through and quickly check what's new on the market, what's coming soon, and what has been on the market forever. And one thing I've noticed lately is we're getting a lot of newer companies out here, you know, names we don't know. And what I'm finding is the quality is definitely not the same compared to Realty Executive Oceanside, the Watson, you know, Watson Realty Corp, and all these other companies, you know, the legends of real estate. We have a lot of great companies out here that are stellar companies that step it up and they, you know, they know how to do real estate.
Unique to Florida real estate versus other states, and that specifically in other states, say like Wisconsin or somewhere up there, the brokers themselves will tell the real estate agents, you're going to do this and you're going to do that. Here in the state of Florida, each agent as an independent contractor can pick and choose what they want to do and how we do, which is a great, because that's what I've been doing for a long time. However, that gives me the ability to pick and choose my clients, and my clients know when they come to me specifically for real estate photography is that I'm going to provide you the best of the best. I've been doing it for way too long. So when I walk into a house, I know the angles. I know what to look for. We're shooting floors, walls, and ceilings, and we're going to make that look good.
Yeah, and I'm going to interrupt you a little bit because that is true. You guys are independent contractors. But I think the difference from maybe smaller companies or companies with no name is companies like Watson Realty Corp and myself, and I think I can speak for all the big companies out there, is that you're under our umbrella, and we have certain rules and regulations that have to be followed. And one of them in my office is it's not an option. You will use a professional photographer.
That is correct.
Because it's my name out front, and it's my reputation first and foremost. I'm going to take care of my reputation, and then it's our realtor's reputation. So in my office, they have to take professional pictures. We don't allow cell phone photos.
If nothing else, it's a fiduciary responsibility that you have to your clients or to your homeowners, is that they're requiring you to go out there and do what you do best to make their house shine as that listing agent. So you've got to invest the money to get it done. Doing it with your iPhone, with your Android, isn't going to cut the mustard just because of what you need to show. And I've been doing this a long time, whether it's doing drones or it's doing ground level or interior photos.
Right,
or
video.
You have to know what you're doing in order to get the angle right, get the perspective right. Are we taking out the garbage cans? We're taking out the paper towels. What are we doing to make
sure the toilet seat down?
The toilet seat down. So, or is your reflection not in the mirror?
Oh, my God. You don't know how many times I see that. It is ridiculous.
There are some times when I have to shoot and I'm in the mirror, but in an editing format, I have to go back and take myself out. So from a graphic standpoint, I have to know what to do and how to do to make sure that I'm out of that area. So even vertical straight lines, it's just a pet peeve of mine when I go and do it. It's not the 30 minutes I take photographing a house. It's the 3 hours I spend editing the photos that make all the difference.
It does make all the difference. And I know it makes the difference on Zillow and Realtor.com and all these other sites. It makes a huge difference because the minute you put it active on the multiple listing, it goes to every site out there. And if it's not perfect, going back and adjusting it, those people have already passed that.
That is correct.
Or if they say, I'm going to put the pictures on tomorrow, well, guess what? The people have already scanned through today, and they're not going to go back to it. They don't know that realtor is going to go put photos back on there. It's got, once you hit go, it better be stellar, and it better be ready to sell. And because buyers are out there. And we're back with Bill.
Well, wait a minute. It's my turn almost, but it's almost your turn to tell everybody how they can reach you off the air.
Well, of course. I always forget, don't I? That's why
that's my job to remind you.
That's why you're here. And we want everybody to call in and ask your questions. We want your opinion on real estate agents, good or bad. 904-222-8255. That's 222-8255.
You got it. That's it. You're listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes. We'll be right back. Join us, won't you?
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time homebuyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. She's got some great guests in the studios today. And the phone number, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Wide open. I'm waiting for you to call and talk to Anita. Welcome back.
Yes, thank you. And welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we were talking about photography. It's so important that our audience realizes how important that is, that you make sure that your agents are using professional photography. It will sell the house. It can sell the house.
Yeah.
And I always used to brag about you, David, saying that there's three of us that sell the property. It's you first, my photographer, and then it's also Cindy, who cleans my listings, and then it's also me in the background. And to put it out there, and you have that house, and when you hit active or go, for all this to be populated into Zillow and Realtor.com and Redfin.com.
Truly, and everything else, yeah.
Yeah, it's so important that it's correct, because you have one chance. You hear that in my intro. You have one chance. When you push go, it's got to be perfect. And because people aren't going to go back to view it again. So pictures are ideal.
What I tell my clients all the time is that my job is to get people to walk in the door.
Exactly.
So if I'm doing my job correctly, they're seeing this and going, wow, I have to go see this. Does it look like this? This is something that I like. Otherwise, they're going to pass it on by. It just doesn't interest them anyway. So from my standpoint, when I'm looking at photographing a house, is that what is going to make this house look inviting? I got to make it look big. I got to have the colors of pop. I got to have lines straight up and down. I've got to have whatever furniture they have, whatever pieces they have. What am I showing from a functional standpoint to make these people go, wow, I'd like to go see that? I often get asked, hey, will you shoot my little hall bath? Well, that's immaterial. That's small stuff. What about the garage? Well, nobody wants really us looking there that much. So my orientation is that let's use the best that we have to get people to see it, to want to go. I can't show every little nook and cranny. Otherwise, what's the point in going to see it? We want to have little hidden gems that are sitting there, right? When you see
absolutely.
When you get there.
Sure.
So my goal is to use the best thought process and the eye that I have to let people to go, wow, I want to go see this house. I want to explore it and see what it's like. So that's my goal as to what I do, and I've been pretty successful at it for many, many, many years, and we'll continue to do so.
And how can people get a hold of you? Because we do, you know, I'm not a FSBO fan, a for sale by owner, but there are a lot of them out there, and they also need to have professional pictures.
They do indeed. I photographed just one this morning, but you can find me at www.jaxvirtualtours.com. That's www.jaxvirtualtours.com. And my name is David Youngblood, and I'd be happy to chat with you about any real estate photographic needs that you might have.
Absolutely. And you are definitely top-notch. And like I said, photographs are so important in listing. And Betty, congratulations on all your awards.
Thank you.
And I know David is new to our office, but I'm very proud to have David on board as a real estate agent now. And you brought... I need a new board because my board is you and Betty, basically, and a few others, of course. But you guys are the ones that dominate right now the board. And David, you just got a $2 million commercial deal coming.
Yes.
It's a doctor's office on Beach Boulevard. So any doctors out there, we need to sell it. It's a great building, and
it will go fast.
It will go fast, and it's already set up for a doctor's office.
Yeah, it's ready to go.
And so. Betty, you've got, you're closing million-dollar properties, and you've got, you're all over the board, which is where you want to be as a real estate agent. You know, you want to, that's when you know you are good, and you've come into your place, is when you can sell the $30,000 home.
Yeah.
And also sell $1 million home, you know, that you can... balance that and work with your clients at any level. And people think, well, that's easy. It's not. It's a whole different ballgame when you're dealing with upper end properties. You're more of a concierge, and they need more attention. And one thing you do is you give attention to your clients. Tell me what it's like. What does it take to be a top producer?
Time. I'm very busy. And it's important to keep a calendar. Otherwise, you'll get overwhelmed because there are so many timelines to keep up with. You know, I've got 10 under contract right now, and I've got 3 more listings coming up that aren't even listed yet. So there's a lot for me to keep up with. So, by the way, talking about the boards, David, I just bought 3 more, so I might share one with you.
I love it. I love it.
The gloves have come off.
They are coming in on Friday. No, so all kidding aside there. It's just, again, it's a matter of keeping a calendar and knowing, you know, I think the biggest challenge is knowing what title company is going with what closing and what loan officer goes with what buyer. There's just so many. But
I was able to keep track with you for quite a while that one day it was like, I can't even do it anymore. So Betty comes in my office and she'll start talking to me about a property. It's like, okay, refresh my memory on which one this is and which client this is, because, you know, I used to be able to keep up with you. I've given up.
Well, I'm trying to keep up with myself, but no, and as a matter of fact, I took a buyer out the past 2 days, and it looks like we'll probably submit an offer this evening as well. So that'll be number 11, I think. But no, it's great. It's great. A lot of fun. I really enjoy my clients. I'm a people person. They treat me well as well as I treat them. And I can see that they're very appreciative of the work I do for them, whether it's selling or helping them buy a property.
Yes, you just got some wonderful flowers that I almost was going to leave it on my desk and take off the card, but
yeah, some really nice clients. These were the ones I just sold the property to on over at Jacksonville Beach, and they went to the Caymans for a weekend, and I got back from showing property yesterday, and there was a nice bouquet of flowers on my desk, and just, you know, it really touched me for them to be that thoughtful to show their appreciation. So
yeah, they were great people. And what type of customer service you give? Because being a top producer, I would think that you would have to be kind of top notch at that.
Well, you know, customer service is very important, and as everyone knows, the customer is never wrong. So I treat them that way, and I accommodate their work hours. You know, there's some of my clients who won't get off work till 5, so want me to meet them at 6:30 or 6 o'clock to see a property. And we'll see several properties. So I accommodate my hours to their hours. And sometimes it's leaving at 10 o'clock in the morning to go view property. But it's all about customer service and meeting their needs. And I think that's where we get along. I get a lot of referral business, and I believe it's because I do provide that service to them.
You do. And, you know, I've been in the business a long time, and I was around when Betty started. And I can honestly say that I have not seen the type of referral business you get in all the years in real estate that I've been in like that. It's just incredible. You have one client, I think you've closed, what, 5 or 7 properties with?
Yes.
And and it's not like she's an old client. How long have you been a realtor, Betty?
5 years.
5 years, you know, and I'm going to go ahead and say Denise's name, but,
right.
You know, yeah, Denise, we've kind of adopted her,
mm-hmm.
I think, because she's done so many deals and she loves working with Betty. And you've got, all your clients are like that, though. It's not just her.
Yeah, they are.
You get constant repeat business. Mm-hmm. If it's, you know, a current client referring a friend or whatever, they don't forget you. And that says a lot about your customer service, and that says a lot about you personally. And tell us a little bit about your background, because you have a unique background.
I do. I pretty much spent my career as an air traffic controller over in Hilliard, Florida, which is it's a big center for the controllers, unlike the airport at Jack's Airport. So I spent 23 years as a controller. And that was a fun job. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. Every day was different. And so once I retired from there, I then homeschooled my children. And so I homeschooled them. And down a little bit later down the road, I decided to get into real estate. And here I am. So I've done a lot of different things, but I do enjoy the real estate now. And working with customers, I like the customer.
Well, that connection.
Yeah, the connection. I am a people person, so it's very enjoyable.
Well, you know what? That's probably why Betty can handle so many referrals and all these timelines, because she was an air traffic controller.
She's working the TRACON out there.
You had to handle a lot of heavy stuff there.
Yeah, and she had the unique opportunity of working on 9/11 as well. And so she knows what it's like to clear the skies, if you will. And of course, we hope that never happens again. But it's you can definitely work in a stress environment, and a lot of people think it's all HGTV, but the majority of the time, I know we all laugh because the majority of the time we're about at an 8 on a stress level from 1 to 10.
So you're going to tell everybody how to reach you off the air.
Of course, it is 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. You can reach me, and I can answer all your real estate questions and list your house and sell your homes.
How about that Facebook page?
Back to you. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
Rapid Fire Real Estate. All right.
Of course.
You're listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes. But we certainly want you to join us on the backside. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255.
Talk Radio, AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Republican Senator Martha McSally, the first female fighter pilot to fly in combat, says she was sexually assaulted in the Air Force by a superior officer. The Arizona Republican, who served 26 years in the Air Force, made the disclosure during a Senate hearing on sexual assault allegations in the military. She says she didn't report the assault because she didn't trust the system and was ashamed and confused. McSally isn't naming the officer. As the U.S. Supreme Court weighs whether the Trump administration can ask people if they're citizens on the 2020 census, the Census Bureau is quietly seeking details about the legal status of millions of immigrants. Under a proposed plan, the Department of Homeland Security would provide the Census Bureau with personal data about non-citizens. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 133 points to 25,673. The NASDAQ dropped 70, the S&P lower by 18. More details at srnnews.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-9024 and use promo code WBOB. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're seeing a few delays because of an accident on I-95 northbound at the MLK 20th Street Expressway near downtown. Also, a multi-vehicle accident on I-95 heading north beyond Union Street, and congestion on the East Beltway 295 southbound from Butler Boulevard to Bay Meadows Road. Clear and cold again tonight. Some patchy frost possible with a low 34. Thursday, sunny, high up to 65.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville, and welcome back to The Last Word. Great show going on here today on this edition of The Last Word. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate every Wednesday, coming to you with Anita Hiles, and she's got some great guests in the studio. The phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Welcome back on air, Anita.
Thank you, and I am proud to have our two top producers in the office, David Youngblood and Betty Layton. They're both awesome people, and if you want to list or need to buy a home, these are the people to call, and you can always reach me at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552, and you can always also reach me at rapidfirerealestate.com. David, Why do you think you're successful compared to other realtors in the business? What sets you apart from everybody else?
Sheer tenacity and understanding both the mortgage side, which I worked in for many, many years, and then understanding the real estate side. And I've been doing this for so long, but it's, anybody will tell you, is that Bill and I were discussing earlier, is that you got to sell something. You got to find clients. I can go all day long. If I don't find a client, then I'm out of business. So I have to make that my priority to market myself and put myself in an area where I can meet people. Real estate is a contact sport without any hesitation.
Absolutely.
You have to be willing to stick your hand out and say hello to everyone and make that lasting impression. I've been using my moniker for a long time as even though I come out of Realty Executive Oceanside, is the name of my little company that I use is Real Estate Veterans. I strictly go out and look for veterans. I'm an Air Force veteran myself, an Air National Guard veteran. And I understand what it's like to go PCS and have to put your stuff through TMO and get it all shipped up and shipped out and what you have to do and everything that belongs to that. Betty is a veteran as well, too. It's a trying time for people to have to get up and go. So I have to know all that as well. Then I have to look at general real estate and then commercial real estate. You have to be knowledgeable. Our level of education is beyond repair. You would think what an attorney would have to go through. We have that's almost that same level of education of what we have to know and the liabilities associated with it as well. So to answer your question more eloquently, Anita, is that what makes me successful is I am nonstop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm like Betty. I don't take vacations. I don't take a day off. My clients expect me to be there when they're there. I work at their schedules, not mine. And that's what I've dedicated myself to doing. And I've been very successful at it. I will keep going and hard charging all the way. That's just how I'm built.
And that's a good way, because I think that's all three of us are built that way. You know, we only know how to go one speed, and that is fast, and it's hard for us to slow down.
Ludicrous speed.
Exactly.
You know, with any successful person, you hardly ever find them sipping martinis at the bar while the sun is up.
Yeah,
many of you guys probably don't knock off work until 8, 9 o'clock
at
night.
Well, we do like to sip a little bit.
But after 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, though.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And it just, you know, people watch, like I said before, HGTV and all these other channels, and they make it look like it's, you know, the white picket fence, Leave It to Beaver, you know, here's the cute real estate agent coming and unlocking the door, and, you know, life is perfect, and they pick seats. Three homes and they pick one, and it's not even remotely close to anything like that. It is a trying time, and we always do a buyer presentation with our clients so they understand what to expect. And even with the people that have bought a house in the last couple of years and need to sell for whatever reason, we still go through that process with them. Because sometimes we forget as home buyers, and lot of stress. And so telling them ahead of time is a good thing. This is prepare because this might happen. And there are a lot of hiccups.
Their situation changes, their finances changes, their
correct
where they are at in life changes. There's new family members coming in. There's all kinds of reasons why things have changed from the last time that they used you to buy a house. And we've got to get them prepared for what you need, specifically whether it's for financing. If there are things we need, if your credit score has changed, you've taken on more debt, your DTI, which is debt-to-income ratio, has changed. We have to make sure that those people are aware of that because they just don't think about it, and why would they? But when they come to buy a house, they're expecting us, the professionals, Betty, Layton, you, to know how to navigate all these hurdles to get through it. It's not something they deal with on a daily basis. That's why they come to professionals. That's why they come to Realty Executives Oceanside.
Correct. And we always have to be prepared. You know, they come to us, we've got to have to, you know, answer their questions. And, you know, we try to stay educated because it's a constant battle where we always have to renew our license. We always have to go to classes and we always know what's up and coming. And I don't want to badmouth FSBOs, for sale by owners. I won't. I mean, there's some good people out there that can handle it without a problem. We've dealt with a couple of them. But what I find is when we take a buyer to their home, I usually end up handling both sides, and which isn't exactly correct. So what I've learned now is just, okay, here, Let us know what you want to do. Where are we going? But it's hard dealing with them. And
it's our responsibility to be prepared at all times for correct. Any particular circumstance that can come abroad. It just is. Everybody's different. I have to make sure that my education level is up to the level where I can accurately answer their questions and make sure that I'm not leading them down a path that's incorrect with data or leading them the wrong way that causes them delays. Everybody's life is important. Their finances are important.
Or stress.
And every single day. So they're relying on my level of professionalism to get them where they need to be. And if I do business with them, they have that expectation that I'm going to get them there all the way through, handing them the keys. They're done. And we're good. And I'm moving on to the next one. And they're enjoying their lives. That's how I know I've done my job, when they can smile and walk away.
Absolutely.
You know, one of my last clients, or one I'm working with now, they contacted me through some marketing that I do, and they saw me and read my reviews and said, hey, she looks great, we're going to call her. So I went and met with them, and come to find out, they hadn't sold a house in over 30 years. They were still in the same house they had bought 30 years ago. So we sat down and I discussed what it was to sell a house, what they had to do to buy a house. And we discussed it, and about 4 months later, they decided, okay, Betty, we're ready. And I was able to get them pre-approved with one of our lenders prior to them putting their house on the market to make sure they knew what they wanted to get and what they were approved for. And it's been just a great journey with them, because I'm just guiding them through the process, and they're just so appreciative of the knowledge I have that I can share with them, and they're excited. We just put a contract in for them to purchase a house last night, and it was accepted. So they're pretty giddy. It's fun to see.
I always tell our clients, knowledge is power. You know, give us an hour to go over the process with you, so that way you understand what the process is. So that way when we find your house, we can just write the offer. Because we go over the purchase agreement or the listing agreement with them. And so that way they understand the contract, and they know what to expect throughout the process, because the difference between a good realtor and a mediocre realtor is the fact that, and this is hard to do, it's still hard for me to do this, but when things go awry, it's so important for the real estate agent to stay calm. And so that way, when you talk to your client, they don't get fully upset. We've got to keep that tone just right, so that way, it's our job to make them feel comfortable and at ease. And if we're all hyper, and because we just found out something from the lender, or throughout this buying process something popped up, it's our job to present that in a calmly and manner, so that way they don't end up way above up here with their attitude. It's our job to keep them calm, keep them posted with everything that's happening, and to give them answers to the conflicts. So when something arises, it's our job to do our research, find out, okay, this happened, what can we do to find a solution to this problem? And we try to figure that out before we call them, so that way we can say, A, this is what's happened. This is, the other side said they're not going to do this, but we have a solution. Here are some options for you. And sometimes that's hard to do. It's not as easy as it seems, And so
you were talking a moment ago about what makes Betty and I at that upper level. And maybe that we have to go, we'll talk
about it. No, go ahead. You got some time. You got 30 seconds.
I call it level of service. I'm going to treat that same individual that I'm selling a $30,000 house to the same that I would treat the person buying the $5 million house. If you call me on my phone at 9 o'clock at night, I still answer the phone. I'm there for you. Doesn't matter who it is or what it is or where we're going. You get that same level of service from me. My attention, my expertise is what you're buying.
Exactly.
You're listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. The phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Anita is taking your calls. She wants your calls. She needs your calls. More from Rapid Fire Real Estate on The Last Word when we return.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time homebuyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville, and welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. Anita's in the studio, and we're going straight to the phones. Anita, you've got Sandra.
Excellent. Hello, Sandra. It's Anita Hiles.
Hi. Listen, can I need to know what the procedure is, but in the past, my husband and I have purchased homes, and we first put our home up for sale, and it sold so quickly that we felt we had to rush out and get something, and I don't want to do that anymore. I've never quite gotten what I want because of that, so I'm wondering how hard is it to... Or is it even possible to look for a place first and be willing to put a deposit on it, maybe ask them if we can do a little longer closing, 45 days, and then immediately have my house listed? I could have it all ready to list. And is that something anybody does?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Oh.
We don't like to rush people out of their homes.
Well, some people do, and we just don't want to be in that position again where we don't have enough time to find a place. So
a lot of it just depends on the market itself too, because like right now the market is so hot, it's hard to find someone to take a contingent offer when the market's hot. So if it's a hot market out there, they know that it's going to sell tomorrow. Now, when the market is slow, they'll take contingent offers every day of the week.
Yes.
So a lot of it just depends on the circumstance. But yes, if you need a little more time to move out of your house once there is an offer on the property, we do accommodate that.
It's not that. It's I want enough time to carefully look for the place I want to live in without worrying about, oh, well, you only have 3 weeks to do it or 4 weeks, and, you know, you don't always find something in that time. So that's why I was hoping to be free of the fact that my house is on listed already and just go out and look for something first.
You could definitely do that. You can definitely go out and look at property. Again, it just depends on the market. Sometimes contingent offers are taken all the time. Betty's had good luck with contingent offers. You've had a few of those.
Yeah, I have one right now.
Yeah, you have one right now. So
yeah.
I see. Okay. So you have to purchase something with a contingency. They have to know you haven't put your house up for sale yet, right?
Well, no. A contingent offer is the fact that your house is up on the market and that you either have an offer on it or you do not have an offer on it, and that you're going to purchase the new home when your house sells.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of people aren't willing to do that when the market's hot. But it's not an absolute, you know, because right now Betty's got one that is contingent upon her sellers selling their property. And I believe yours is under contract. It's always easier when you're under contract and then to submit a contingency in, which we did, because you had one that was rejected, Betty, on the same client.
I did, yes.
They were not willing to take a contingent offer. And so you showed them another property that they ended up falling in love with. And luckily, they accepted the contingent offer. And one of the things that helped was the fact that not only was the buyer's home under contract, but it already passed the 10 days inspection period. You guys already had negotiated the repairs. So you were halfway through
the process.
Okay. And so the contingency then was accepted. So it's all on how we present it to the other side.
Okay, I understand.
But yes, it is a difficult position. David, do you have any advice for Sandra?
Nothing more than what you just said is that, again, knowing what your situation is and allowing us to help and find and construct that contract or construct that transaction that works best for you. That's what our responsibility is, and that's what our promise is to you. Here at Realty Executives Inside, you're our client. What you want goes. We have to try to find a way to, in our best judgment, to make that happen for you. So if you need extra time or we need to find a way that you can stay in your home until it's sold and then you go out looking for a new home or however it needs to work out for you, that's what we're here to do for you.
Okay. Well, I have your phone number, so when we're ready to, hopefully early this summer, I will definitely call you all.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you,
Sam. And it's time for Hot, 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 Hot Properties. My favorite time. Now, when I talk about our hot properties, we have many more than this. We have a lot of lower price homes for investors. We have a whole list. And we also have a lot of vacant land. So if any of those two seem interesting to you, please call me at 290-1552, 290-1552. And we have a wonderful listing in Sutton Lakes, and that is centrally located in the area of Atlantic and Kernan, and it's at 1982 Coldfield Drive West. And if you want to meet me in person, you've got to come out Saturday. I will be at this house Saturday from 11 to 3 doing an open house at 1982 Coldfield Drive West. And that is in 32246 in Sutton Lakes. I will be there on Saturday from 11 to 3 p.m. And it will also be open on Sunday from 12 to 3. But stop by and say hi. I'd love to have you drop by and take a peek at this. I'll tell you what, that is priced under market value. It is priced at $226,900. It is 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 1,500 and 44 square feet, and you can always reach me at 290 1552. We also have one on Jenny Oaks on the north side, 12183 Jenny Oaks. And that is 259,000, four bedrooms, two bathrooms, built in 07, 2,512 square feet. And that is in the 32218. It's off of Polanski. So not too far, right past over the Dames Point Bridge. It is a beautiful house, and we'd love to sell that. Also, I still have the one in Ponte Vedra, so please, please give me a call, 628 Ponte Vedra Boulevard, and that is at Beach House Condos. You have access to the beach across the street, walking distance.
That's a beautiful condo.
You took the pictures.
Well, I took the pictures, but just in itself, it's a beautiful condo, and I cannot believe that isn't gone now. I was very impressed with that.
Yes,
that
and it comes furnished.
That's the beauty of it.
And it has if you want to do it as an investment, they do have a 30-day rental policy, 30 days or more. And that is asking $495. But for your personal tour with Anita Hiles, you can call me at 290-1552. And David, you have a great condo for $119,000. Tell us about it.
7701 Timberland Park Boulevard. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath. It is a great, fantastic little place for a college student, new beginners. It's right there, centrally located between Target and the cutoff to Southside Boulevard. It's centrally located to everything. It's got wood floors. It's just a great little condo
for a
start.
It's got a pool, a workout room,
absolutely,
a dog park.
It's got it all.
Yes.
And for $119,000, what a great little condo to get into. And it's first floor. There's no hacking. There's no chasing up the stairs.
Which is great for people like myself.
Absolutely.
Because first floor, I don't do stairs. It's a ground level, hard to come by. And just to remind people, most condos are not FHA approved. So you might have to do conventional loan, which is easy. They do a 5% down on conventional. And do they do a 3%, Betty?
Yes, they do. There are some programs at
3%. That's what I thought. So you just have to put a little more down in order to qualify for a lot of our condominiums in town. But we also have the down payment assistance. So we can always have you apply. And
do we have a caller?
No.
Or is it just time to go?
It's time to go. Yeah, it's you guys have that hot got you right up to the end here.
It did. But I am grateful to everybody who listens to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Please go to my Facebook page and give me a call anytime with your real estate questions and your real estate needs at 904-290-1552 or at rapidfirerealestate.com. Thank you, Bill.
You've been listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word has been in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. She'll be back in here next Wednesday, 5 p.m., answering all your real estate questions. Join us again at that time, won't you?